Hi there, and welcome to Squabbles of the Soil, where we talk about current controversial topics in agriculture. Throughout this podcast, we will welcome many special guests who give us insight into these controversies. Follow along as we navigate these topics. Let's get digging.
On today's episode of our podcast, I'm going to be talking about veganism and the controversial topic in agriculture that a lot of us believe how vegans don't get enough protein in their diet, whereas some of us who do choose the vegan lifestyle believe certain things, like it might not be humane to be consuming meat products. And so today I have two very special guests, my mom and my stepdad, and I have chosen these two people because we and our family personally have vegans, and my sister is one of them. And although she's not able to join us on this episode, my mom knows a lot about why she chose to be vegan and why she chose that lifestyle, and is very for veganism, whereas my stepdad, who is an avid marathon runner, does not necessarily agree with the vegan lifestyle, where he is more inclined to a more protein-rich diet from consuming meats and other animal products such as that. And so today I have both of them here with us. So I'm going to have both of my guests introduce themselves. So if you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, you can.
Hi there. This is Stephanie Branham, and I'm here with my husband, Gerald Branham. And we are happy to sit here with Caitlin today and go over the vegan lifestyle.
Okay, so I'm going to start out by asking you both some questions just on this topic in general. I've already kind of given everyone a background of our topic and why we chose this to talk about today. So the first question I'm going to ask this for you, Stephanie, is going to be, what benefits have you seen in your daughter in choosing a vegan lifestyle?
So as Caitlin mentioned, my oldest daughter has been a vegan for several years now. She's gone through an entire pregnancy vegan, and her husband is also vegan. And, you know, I just have seen her have a lot of energy, her skin, and even Mitch's skin, her husband, has really improved and gotten clearer. He used to suffer from cystic acne really bad, and that has cleared up. And she had a very healthy pregnancy being vegan. And so just knowing that she's getting a lot of whole nutrients and not like processed meats, I've just seen how that impacts her energy and her overall well-being.
Yeah, so what made them decide to switch to eating vegan? I know that, gosh, when was it when they switched to eating vegan? I guess it was their maybe junior year of college, which was maybe 2017, when they started eating more towards a vegan diet more than anything, was probably what, around junior year?
Yeah, it's been several years, and I think it was more Mitch that started on that. He had always kind of done, or, you know, researched and read a lot about eating healthy and having a kind of a healthier lifestyle just in general. And I think he kind of was the one that really started looking into that and reading up on the vegan lifestyle and what it looked like and the health benefits. And then as I think him and Caroline got engaged and then got married, you know, she became more, I don't want to say, dedicated to eating a full vegan life, you know, diet like he does. And so they've both been completely vegan for several years now.
Now, I kind of want to switch the topic to what are some well-known positives and negatives of a vegan lifestyle, because Gerald, I know that you run a lot, and having a high protein diet is very important for someone who has that level of activeness in their life. So, and I mean, you guys can both come in on this and kind of give your outlook on things of some well-known positives and negatives of having that vegan lifestyle versus having a lifestyle that's more, you know, animal protein based.
As you said, I've been an active runner for a large part of my adult life, and while there are a lot of new studies out with vegans and running and plant-based diets, that is a controversial subject in the running world. And there are those who stand by it, and then there are those like myself who simply feel better during their training with the plant-based or with the protein diet. I've tried the vegan route, and I noticed that in my training sessions up to the marathons, I just didn't get the energy that I needed. And as I really focused on more the lean meats, though, I tend to eat a lot of chicken and you know, the leaner meats for sure. But it's definitely helped me from an energy standpoint. And then you have to consume a lot of calories. And I've just felt like it's just helped me for my running.
Yeah, so I know we talked about some of the negatives of a vegan lifestyle just specifically from a runner's standpoint or necessarily from an athlete's standpoint, but what would you say that for someone who is or who chooses to have a vegan lifestyle could be some of the positives? I know that we talked about kind of how you wanted to have a more protein-rich diet through because it made you feel more tired, but what would you think that some positives are or do you know any runners that choose to have a vegan lifestyle and what that kind of looks like for them?
Yeah, definitely from the positive side, you know, that reduction of processed foods is absolutely a positive that a lot of people experience. And I experience that as well. Even when I keep the processed meat down, I definitely do feel better. But I think from the vegan standpoint, the processed meat, not having that in their diet, is definitely good. So I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, and I know a lot of times we can often think about, whenever we think about vegans, we think about specifically meat, but then you think about no dairy and no cheese, and which, I mean, is a dairy, but it's not necessarily just the meat standpoint, which, I mean, I can't imagine specifically not eating meat, but not eating cheese or eggs or anything like that. So it definitely goes more into more than just a meat kind of specificity or whatever, however you want to say that. But I want to gear the questions back to you, Mom or Stephanie, of what are the differences that you've been able to see once they began that vegan lifestyle or some of the positives, which I guess we kind of talked about at the beginning of this, but if you have anything else to touch on that specifically.
Yeah, and, you know, as we were sitting here, one other thing I thought about that, you know, Mitch is also, that this really kind of brought this to light for me, because he's also been very concerned about the environment and, you know, recycling and environmental impacts. And, you know, I know that livestock animals play a large role in, you know, like ammonia emissions and environmental impact that I don't think a lot of people are aware of. And so I know that's one thing that that he has talked about before and kind of educated me a little bit on, you know, if you are going to eat meat, make sure you're getting it from you know, a reputable source, and the differences of mass production meat and having a local farmer or something like that. So I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize as well.
Yeah, so I think that's a really good point, because a lot of us kind of, you know, which I think a lot of this has to go into, you know, where you're getting your meat from and, you know, checking those labels. And I kind of want to start gearing into more some questions that I've come up with after our conversation is, do you think it's important to, which you've already kind of touched on this, to, you know, make sure you know where you're getting your products from, which I guess this could kind of, gear more towards Gerald since he's on more of the opposing side toward veganism, but I know it's really important for runners to get that lean protein in. And do you ever consider, like, when you're going into the grocery store, are you looking for that more lean protein and kind of checking your label before you're purchasing your products, because, you know, you don't want to get something that has a high volume of fat and you want more of a lean protein, whether it's turkey or chicken or beef, whatever you're, you know, investing in as you grocery shop. So,
yeah, we absolutely, I mean, that is still a big thing for us, which is why we absolutely try and shop at the farmer's market, use local farmers and things like that to try to do our best to stay away from the large mass production and try to focus on the grass-fed animals, whether it be chicken, beef, or whatever, and even for eggs with the chickens that are come from grass-fed are generally a healthier eggs. And it also keeps away from the pesticides, because that's another big thing, too, by having the local farmers that they tend to not use the mass pesticides that the large industrial complexes use. So we definitely try to stay away from the large scale entities.
Now, something that I think about when I interview you, because I think we talk about this a lot in not necessarily my debate and discussion in agriculture class, but kind of any agriculture class that you go into on campus is, and either of you can answer this or you both can answer this, but do you think that people are going into a vegan lifestyle because it's popular, or do you think they're going into it for like the real health benefits of not that come with not eating necessarily an animal-based protein or something like that? Do you think that it's more for, this is kind of what we're doing in 2020 and it's, you know, more of a fad? Or do you think that people are actually doing their research and like getting the full knowledge of what they're getting themselves into?
I think a lot of it depends on the generation. I feel like a lot of the younger generation are getting into it for, you know, the environmental reasons and being more, a little bit more health conscious. But I think a lot of, when I see a lot of older people get into the vegan diet, it's more, you know, they're trying to lose weight. And so they're trying to stay away from meat and processed foods and things like that. So I think why a lot of people do it tends to be generational in nature.
I think too, also, it really depends on geographically where people are located. Absolutely. I think that, you know, you see it, you know, because we have family all over the country, and, you know, the way they eat and their dietary choices, like in California, are very different than here in Middle Tennessee. And so I think that, you know, where someone lives geographically can also play a huge role on just what is more accepted in that culture, and what they're exposed to as far as, you know, how everyone else around them is eating and looking at that type of a lifestyle.
Yeah. So do you think you would say that, if you just had to guess, cause I wouldn't expect you to really know this off the top of your head, but would you expect, younger generations or older generations to be the ones who are gearing more towards that vegan lifestyle? Or do you think it would kind of depend on, like what you said, where it depends on where they are locally?
I mean, I really think I have to agree with Gerald that you definitely see it more in the younger generation. You know, like my parents, they just, I mean, they just, it's weird. They do. They don't understand it. And I think, you know, Gerald's dad's the same way. And other people that are around that age, that generation kind of behind us, they don't get it. But I do think that the younger generations are more open to that. And just have been exposed to more probably too.
Yeah, so I think that's all we have for today, but I just want to go ahead and thank you guys for joining me and for giving your outlook on this controversial topic that we have in agriculture. It's definitely one that is still current in our 2020 years, as more people you see are, you know, gearing towards that vegan lifestyle, whether they just start out with cutting meat out of their diet and kind of going towards a more vegetarian route, or just kind of, you know, cold turkey it and cut out all animal products as a whole. But I just want to thank you guys for joining us and giving your input of what you have to offer.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This podcast was created and produced by the Fall 2020 Debate and Discussion in Agriculture class at Middle Tennessee State University. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the rest of the series to expand your horizons about other pressing issues in agriculture. Instrumentals were performed by Norman Blake. Thanks for listening.